A judge in Boise says a state contract to provide broadband in Idaho public schools is null and void. Now the state may have to repay the federal government millions of dollars. The Idaho Education Network was started in 2009 as a means of using technology to link public schools, universities, and businesses. Initially, the state's contract to run the network was awarded to three companies, but soon the state cut one of them out, Boise-based Syringa Networks, and the company sued. Kevin Richard is a reporter for Idaho Education News and has been following the case closely. He says Judge Patrick Owen ruled that the state was in the wrong.
Well, what he basically said was that by continuing to operate under this contract after Syringa was removed from the contract, the state is basically continuing to use an invalid contract. So basically what he said was because the state tried to cut Syringa out of the deal, the contract is null and void. So we're back to square one in terms of the contract as far as the judge is concerned.
And the Federal Communications Commission has paid Idaho about, $15 million as part of the contract. And there's been talk that the state may have to pay that back. Does the ruling offer any clarification on that? Do we know what's going to happen next?
Well, that's another one of the really big unanswered questions about this is who winds up paying for broadband in the state now and into the future. Because I don't think anybody's talking about getting rid of broadband in the high schools. I think everybody agrees that you want to have more access to broadband in the schools. The question is who provides the broadband and who ultimately winds up paying for it. This whole issue with the FCC funding, that's been going on now for almost 2 years, and if anything, you would think that the state has less of a chance of seeing money from the FCC anytime soon, because they've been waiting on this court ruling for a long time.
And the state itself has paid two companies millions of dollars since the contract began. What does it mean for the companies? Are they going to have to pay money back?
That's a possibility, too. There's also a possibility now that the state may decide to start all over with a new contract. So a lot of unanswered questions as far as the contractors are concerned. So I think everybody's still really trying to sort this this ruling out and sort out the next steps.
And what's the worst case scenario for taxpayers in Idaho?
More payments. And basically, here's where we are right now. Last year, the legislature agreed to keep the broadband system in place, and they paid $11.4 million to do that. Basically, they replaced $11.4 million that the state had been expecting to receive through the FCC. That's where we're at right now, and that only gets us through February. The legislature, when they come back to town in January, they're expected to look at a bill that would cover the rest of that budget year, that would get you from March through the end of June. That's about $2.2 million. Then we get into the next budget year, and it gets even more complicated, because then the state could be looking at several more millions of dollars, because there's a good chance that the FCC funding is going to remain in limbo. So you get into the next budget year, and that's the one that starts on July 1st, we could be looking at another $9.4 million. So I did the math today, and basically you add all this up, the worst-case scenario, just to keep the system online for 3 years, from 2013 through 2016, could wind up costing $23 million in taxpayer money.
And is this it for the case? Can the state appeal?
They could appeal. They could take this case back to Supreme Court. And the state issued a prepared statement here just a little while ago, and no immediate answer about whether an appeal will occur. Looking at the ruling, it basically says we're going to keep our options open, at least for the time being. So again, more questions than answers in this whole thing.
That's Idaho Education News reporter Kevin Richard. He says the FCC is still investigating the state's broadband network.